Executive Summary. This report aims to identify and describe some of the challenges faced by people with visual impairment in their everyday lives. The indicators chosen to assess outcomes for people cover a broad scope and identify areas where people with visual impairment could be disadvantaged compared to those with no visual impairment. Administrative data can be used to identify people with visual impairment with some limitations. Administrative data in the StatsNZ Integrated Data Infrastructure, IDI, can be used to identify people who are blind or have visual impairment and compare their outcomes to people without visual impairment. Caution needs to be applied when assessing absolute numbers of people, as the administrative data will not be able to identify everyone with visual impairment. Some groups of people are less likely to be identified in the data, as they are less likely to seek support, use services, or complete the census. People with severe visual impairment is the term chosen to define those identified in the IDI data as receiving support and services related to their vision, or have a hospital diagnosis of blindness or severe visual impairment. People with other visual impairment include those who have self-reported seeing difficulties. Almost 2.2% of the population has some kind of visual impairment. Differences in methodology mean that disability rates for those who are blind or have visual impairment calculated for this report will differ from the rate estimated from the StatsNZ Household Disability Survey. The rate of vision loss identified in IDI data is 0.16% for severe visual impairment and 2% for other visual impairment. The disability rate for visual impairment increases for older people and can lead to shortened lives. The median age for people with severe visual impairment is 57 and for people with other visual impairment, 58. This is compared to 38, the median age for the general population with no visual impairment. People can and do live for many years with visual impairment. The median age at death for people with severe visual impairment is 71 years, 9 years lower than that for people with no visual impairment. Whilst some people are born with blindness and visual impairment that will last a lifetime, others acquire a visual impairment through disease, injury, or aging. The median age for onset of visual impairment is 44 years for people with severe visual impairment and 54 years for people with other visual impairment. A study of the working age population with visual impairment. To provide balance to the population studied in this research, the outcomes for the cohort of 15 to 64-year-olds have been analysed. In 2023, there were over 4,600 people aged 15 to 64 living with severe visual impairment and over 57,800 living with other visual impairment. Demographic information, along with socioeconomic indicators, are described for this working age population. Where comparisons are made for the severe and other visual impairment populations to those with no visual impairment, the data is often presented for the calendar year 2023 or a trend for 5 years from 2019 to 2023. The demographic distribution of blindness and visual impairment differs by age, gender, and ethnicity. The median age for populations with blindness and visual impairment is 57 for people with severe visual impairment and 58 for people with other visual impairment. This is compared to 38, the median age for the general population with no visual impairment. The distribution of visual impairment is uneven for both the severe and other visual impairment populations. Of those people with severe visual impairment, 54% are male. For those with other visual impairment, 57% are female. The disability rate for severe visual impairment is 1.7 times greater for Māori and Pacific peoples than Pākehā and other ethnicities. People with blindness and visual impairment live in areas of the highest socioeconomic deprivation and face multiple challenges with inequity in housing. Over half of the percentage of people with severe visual impairments and 45% of those with other visual impairments live in areas with the most socioeconomic deprivation, compared to 29% of those with no visual impairments. People with severe visual impairments are half as likely to own their own home compared to those with no visual impairments. They are also seven times more likely to live in social housing than someone with no visual impairment and are at least three times more likely to live in emergency housing than those with no visual impairment. People with blindness and visual impairment use health services differently. People with severe visual impairments are over four times more likely to have two or more hospitalization events per year compared to someone with no visual impairments. People with visual impairments access secondary mental health services at a greater rate than those with no visual impairments. For those with severe visual impairments, the rate is 2.5 times higher, and for those with other visual impairments, the rate is almost double. People with blindness and visual impairment are more likely to have a diagnosis of diabetes or live with other disabilities than someone with no visual impairment. Whilst it is difficult to determine from administrative data whether a person was born with visual impairment, it is possible to determine whether they are living with multiple functional disabilities or have other medical conditions. Over 25% of people with severe visual impairment and over 10% of people with other visual impairment had a diagnosis of diabetes and were dispensed hypoglycemic medication or attended diabetic outpatient clinics. Having visual impairment increases the likelihood of other self-reported difficulties, with those with a severe visual impairment being 16 times more likely to report difficulties with communication, 17 times more likely to report difficulties with mobility, and 25 times more likely to report difficulties with self-care than those with no visual impairment. People with blindness and visual impairment face disadvantage in gaining any qualifications and progressing further through the education system. People with severe visual impairments are four times more likely to have no qualifications than people with no visual impairment, and 2.5 times less likely to have a bachelor's degree or above than those with no visual impairment. People with blindness and visual impairment face disadvantage through finding employment, low income, and benefit dependence. As well as a higher rate of disadvantage in education, there is also a higher rate of disadvantage in areas of employment, income, and benefit dependence. Only 25% of people with severe visual impairment are employed in a position that is registered and recorded by the Inland Revenue Department. The gap in this employment rate between those with severe visual impairment and no visual impairment is widening. People with severe visual impairment are over five times as likely, and those with other visual impairment are over twice as likely to receive a Tier 1 MSD benefit compared to those with no visual impairment. The individual calendar year gross income for 86% of people with severe visual impairment is $60,000 or under, compared to 59% of those with other visual impairments and 49% of those with no visual impairment. This research finds that the working age population in New Zealand who live with blindness and visual impairment experience deficits across all socioeconomic outcomes.